Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Yud, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Tesam Beis, the Gemara brought two Makarios as to how we know that a man can be Makadosh a woman with Bia. Number one, we previously had a Brisa of Dalam Beis that learned the Makar from Kiika Hashisha Ubola, Milam and Shinithus Bia. And number two, Rabbi Yechon felt that from Kiika Hashisha Ubola, one may have thought that if Reuben is Makadosh Rachel with Kesef, then it is not a Gemar Kinyan until he does Bia. So the Torah states in Pashat Kisese, Be'ulas Baal, Milam and Shinasa Baal, Ayadei Be'ilah. And our Gemara now continues, Rabbi Yechon Hayubala Mai Avidle, Rabbi Yechon that learned that you could be kind of a woman with Bia from Ba'ulas Baal. What does he learn out of the Pasuk of Ki Kachishisha Ubala? And the Gemara says, Ha'ubi Ba'ile Zu Niklas Babia, Ve'ain Amavriya Niklas Babia. The Pasuk is teaching us Ki Kachishisha, it's only when a person acquires his wife, then he could do Bia, and a Kinyan Bia would work. However, Bia would not be a Kinyan B'nigayin Amavriya, and even Al-Khira Amavriya has no Shaykhis and no connection to Bia, but L'maisa we may have a Havmina, that since there's a din of Yud by an Amavriya, so maybe there would be a din that you could be cleaner through Bia. And what would be the limud that would teach us that you're able to do Bia in order to acquire an Amavriya? As Sakadet Chemina, we may think, that maybe we should use a Kavachem and learn this from Yivama, that just like Yivama, that you can't acquire Yivama by using Kesef Midraisa, and you still could acquire Yivama fully by doing Bia. Zuz Shiniks Bekesef, and then Shiniks Bia. Certainly an Amavriya that could be kinyan by using kesef, so certainly you should be able to be kinyan amavriya by using bia. And the Gemara states that that's not a valid kavachayma, because mali yivama shekein skuka v'medes, that it makes sense that yivama can be acquired through bia, because the yavam and the yivama are attached to each other based on the original kedushin and the original marriage that the yivama had with the yavam's brother, and therefore she's already a shemeres yavam, and there is an attachment, therefore bia can work. However, b'negeyam amavriya, where there's no attachment, then who said bia could work? And because of this question, the Gemara now explains the Havmina differently. That Sakadet Chemina, one may have thought, that since the Pasuk says, that if the under marries off the Amavriya to his son based on the din of Yod, and then the son goes and gets married to another woman, that's still Sh'irik Susvay Nasa Lo Yigra. And the Pasuk tells us that if the son goes and marries another woman, so therefore, Akesha Kasul Acheres, we see the Torah is comparing the new wife that the son took to the Amavriya. Therefore, we would have a Havmina Ma'acheres, Mekani Bebiya, Af Amavriya. That just like when the son marries a regular woman, he could be kind of her through the use of Bia, because that's a regular kedushin, and therefore, b'negei of Maria, we would think that original kinyan can be done through Bia as well. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon says that the Pasuk teaches us, ki kachishishu bala, that is only b'negei kedushin, that is a din of Bia. However, an Amavriya cannot be konoi through the use of Bia. And the Gemara continues, Rebbe, hai svar minole, according to Rebbe, that learned that a makar, that a person could be Makadosh's wife with Bia, was from the Pasuk of Kika Hashishu Bala. So how does he know that a Amavriya cannot be Niklas through Bia? The Gemara explains, in Kain Lechrechman Ubal, Rebbe will respond that since the Torah could have said Ubal, my Ubala, why does it say Lash Ubala? Shemai Minatati, therefore we learn out both dinim. Number one, that a man can be Makadish a woman by using Bia. And number two, the Pasuk tells us Ubala, that Bia only works Binigaya Kedushin, and it does not work Binigaya Amavriya. And the Gemara continues that there's a famous machlekes between Abai and Rava, Binigaya Kedushin, Shein Misturin Labia, as Rashi brings down that the classic case is where Reuben was Makadish one of two sisters, and he says so stoma, and he didn't say which one he was Makadish. And Rava holds that in that case, it's not even a Safa Kedushin, as it's not a Kedushin that's Misturin Labia. As to each one of these women, he would not be able to have Bia because potentially she is Achleis Ishtai. And Abaya argues on Rava, and this is one of the cases where we pass like Abaya over Rava, as this is the Kuf of Yalkigam. When Rava is explaining his reasoning and where he knows that there's a din that Kedushin She'im Misurin Labia is not considered Kedushin, based on this limud, the Gemara will have a question on Rebbe. And the Gemara continues, Ulrava da Amaba Hina Azbarli, that according to Rava will explain that the reason why I say that Kedushin She'im Misurin Labia is not considered Kedushin is because Barhina Azbarli, a Chacham by the name Barhina, was Masber to me that the Pasuk says, Kikach Ishishu Ubala, and therefore we learn out that it's only once you did a Kedushin and then you're able to do Bia, that is when you have a valid Kedushin. And as the Gemara continues, Kedushin Misurin Labia, have a Kedushin. However, Kedushin She'im Misurin Labia, if you have Kedushin, then it's not possible to do Bia. So, Loyavi Kedushin is not a valid Kedushin. Ma'ikal Meimel, Lechir, according to Rebbe, how can Barahina have learned that out of the words Ubala if we already use Ubala for two different Limudim? Number one, we learned that a man can be Makadish a woman by using Bia. And number two, we learned you can't acquire an Amavriya by using Bia. And Bishlema, according to Rabbi Yechon, he only used the word Ubala to teach us that an Amavriya cannot use Bia. Therefore, he could use Ubala Kabbalah for one more drasha, and he could use it for this drasha of Rava and Barahina, that Kedusha HaMesulim will be a Hava Kedushin, Kedusha HaMesulim will be a Loi Hava Kedushin. But according to Rebbe, how will you know this third drasha? And Gemara responds, Im Kein Nichtav Kra Ebala, according to Rebbe, really the Pasuk should have said that there's a separate Kinyan of Bia, and the way that the Pasuk should have been written is, Kika Chishisha, if a person acquires his wife by using Kesef, because we learn Kika Chika Bistei Ephraim, or if he didn't use Kesef, an Ebala, and he did Bia, in that case, it would be a valid Kinyan as well. And my Ubala, why does the Pasuk say, the Lashon Ubala, Shmami Nakulu, therefore we learn all of these dinim, and Rashi explains, my Ubala, Mashmi Nakoy Nami Akicha, and it seems that the word Ubala is connected to the words of Kika Chishisha, and it's teaching us that when a person gets married, then they have to make sure that the marriage is going to be Masur and Labia. Therefore, in reality, according to Rebbe, we learn three different dinim for the word Ubala. Number one, that a man could be Makadish his wife by using Bia. Number two, a man cannot be Koyin and Amavriya by using Bia. And number three, that Kedushin Shem Masur and Labia have a Kedushin, and Kedushin Shem Masur and Labia loy have a Kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Rebbe Haibu'ul Baal Mai Avalei, according to Rebbe, that learned that a man could be Makadish his wife by using Bia, then why does the Pasuk use the term of Be'ulis Baal in Pasuk Kisese? And the Gemara explains, Pasuk is teaching us that if a husband has bia with his wife and he does so shaloi kadaka, then she loses her status as a basula. However, this din is exclusive to the din of a husband, as the Pasuk says, ba'ulas baal, that she becomes a ba'ula based on the husband. However, if a man who is not this woman's husband has bia shaloi kadaka with a basula, she would not lose her status as a basula. And the Gemara asks a simple question based on the Gemara we learned yesterday, could it be that Rebbe actually holds this svara that if a man has bia with a woman, shalei kedaka, that she doesn't lose her status as a basula, and it's only when a husband has bia with a woman, shalei kedaka, that she loses her status as a basula? But Tanya, but we learned to the Braisa, Bola Yura Noshim, Vadayani Basula, Kulin Basula, that Bidigay and Naim Rasa, that it then is that if a person is Mizana with a Naim Rasa, that's a basula, that they both receive skila. And as we saw yesterday, the Tanakam holds that if 10 people are Mizana with this woman, shalei kedaka, that she's still considered basula, and therefore all of them would receive skila, as they all had bia with the Naim Rasa that was a basula. And Rebbe says, Oymani, that I hold, Harisha Beskila, that it's only the first one that had bia with her Shaloi Kedaka that would receive skila, as at that point she's still considered basula, Vekulim Bechenek. But the other 9 that had bia with her Shaloi Kedaka would be Chayiv Chenek and not skila, as at that point she's no longer considered a basula, as even though the person that had bia with her Shaloi Kedaka was not her husband, she still loses her status as a basula, according to Rebbe. Therefore, how can you tell me that Rebbe learns from the Pasuk Be'ulas Baal that Baal Isa Be'ulas Shaloi Kedaka Vein Ach Isa Be'ulas Shaloi Kedaka, if clearly we see from the Braisa that we just mentioned that Rebbe actually holds that even if someone else would have bia with her Shaloi Kedaka, she would still lose her status as a Basula and she would still be considered a Be'ula? And we continue on Daf Yudam and Aleph. Am Reb Zera, Reb Zera states, Moed Rebbe Linen Knas, the Kul Mishalmi, the Inachinami Binigeya Katoa, and Binigeya giving her Misa of Skila, the Rebbe argues in the Tanakama, and he holds that a woman doesn't lose her status as a basula based on having a bia shloi kedaka, and therefore all 10 of these men would be chayiv skila as they were all born in Naim Rasa that was a basula. However, Rebbe holds that benegei the din of knas by an oinus mefata. So the pasuk of Be'ulas Baal teaches us that benegei the din of knas, the only way that this woman is considered a basula based on having bia shloi kedaka is if her husband had bia with her. However, if for example 10 men would have been ma'anis her shloi kedaka, then all 10 of these men would be chayiv to pay her knas, and just because she had bia shloi kedaka, she doesn't lose her status as a basula, and she does not become a ba'ula. And the Pnei Yeshua points out that even though the words ba'ulas baal is in a pasuk regarding misa and not regarding knas, as the pasuk says, ki yimatzi ish sheikha v'misha ba'ulas baal u'mesu gam shteim ha'isha sheikha v'misha v'isha u'li'ata ram Yisrael. However, since immediately thereafter the pasuk talks about the din of knas, therefore Rebbe learned the words ba'ulas baal that it's referring to the din of knas. And the Gemara is, ma'ishna miktola, if benegei knas, Rebbe holds that the only way that a woman who had bia shloi kedaka loses her status as a basula and becomes a ba'ula is only if she had that bia shloi kedaka with her husband, and not if she had that bia shloi kedaka with another man. Then lechayr, why should that be different than the din of ketola? And why does Rebbe hold benegei naim rasa that only the first man that had bia shloi kedaka with her would receive the misa of skila? However, any subsequent man would receive the misa of chenek. If lechayr, we should say that she's still not considered a ba'ula. And the Gemara answers that benegei ketola is a special gzeiras hakasav that tells us that only one man that has relations with her will have a misa of skila, and even if he had bia with her shloi kedaka, any subsequent man would not be chayiv skila. And shani hasam de amakra The pasuk teaches us vim basodi motze ish esanayra amrasa v'hechzik ba ish v'shachavimah u'mesa ish ashachavimah. In that case, where he was honest, this nayim rasa, and the pasuk already says ul nayrali sasadova that she's not chayim, and since this nayim rasa wasn't anusa, so the pasuk doesn't have to tell us u'mesa ish ashachavimah levadai. And by the fact that it says this extra word levadai, therefore we learn out that it's only the first man that had been with hashleik kedaka that would receive misa skila, but any subsequent man would receive chenek. And the gemara continues. Rabbanon, Hai Levadai Mai Ugle, according to Rabbanon who argue on Rebbe, and they hold that even if 10 men have beer with Hashalai Kadaka, they would all be Chayiv Skila. The Lefid Rabbanon, the Pasuk of Umesa Isha Sheshachavi Malavadai is extra. And the Gemara responds, Mibay Lulu Chatanya, the Rabbanon will use this Pasuk in the same way the Rabbi Yenisim will use this Pasuk, as we will see in the following Brysa. As the Brysa teaches us, Umesu Gam Shneim Achiyu Shavim Kecha de Rabbi Yeshia. Rabbi Yeshia holds that the only way that the Chiyav of Misa on a man that's Mizana with an Ashishish is only if both of them are receiving a Chiyav Misa. However, as Rashi says, Shneim Shavim Bnei Oinshin Lemute Godol HaBal Ktana, that if there's a Godol that has beer with a Ktana who's an Ashishish, he would not be Chayav Misa's Bezdin, as Lemaisa, they're both not receiving a Misa, and therefore there's a special Xerah Sarkasiv that's a Mayat that this man will not be Chayav Misa. And the Brisa continues that Rabbi Yenison argues on Rabbi Yeshia, and he holds that even though a man is Mizana with a woman that's a Ktana and she's not Chayav Misa, he would still be Chayav Misa because he was Mizana with his Ashishish. And Rabbi Yenison Omer, Umesa Isha Sheshachavi Malavadai, the Torah teaches us that even if it's only the man that will be put to death, that the din of Misa Bezdin will apply. And even if a Gadol is Mizana with a Ktana who's an Ashishish, although the Ktana will be Potter for Misa because she's not a Bar Inchin, however, this man will still be Chayav Misa. And the Rabbanon agreed to the Shita Rabbi Yenison, and that is what they use the Pasuk of Levadai for. And it teaches us that a Gadol could be Chayav Misa even though the Ashishish that he was Mizana with is not Chayav Misa because she was a Ktana. And the Gemara now continues that we just saw that both according to Rebbe and according to Rabbanon, they dash and added a pasuk Be'ulah Spal, that if a woman has Be'ah Shalei Kedaka, she only becomes a Be'ulah if that Be'ah happened through her husband and not if it happened through a different person. And the only machlik is between Rebbe and Rabbanon is, Rabbanon said that this din even applies B'digeya the din of Misa and B'digeya the din of Skila by a Naim Rasa. However, Rebbe held that this pasuk is only coming to teach us that B'digeya Knas, that if a woman had Be'ah Shalei Kedaka with another man, she would not be considered a Be'ulah yet, and the only way that she becomes a Be'ulah, B'negeya the din of Knas, is only if her husband was the one who had beer with her Shalei Kedaka. Therefore, the Gemara is that certainly Rabbi Yechon has to hold either like Rabbanon or like Rabbi, and therefore Rabbi Yechon has Sfarim Anolei. How does Rabbi Yechon learn that if a woman had beer Shalei Kedaka, that she only becomes a Be'ulah if it was done with her husband and not with another man? And the Gemara states, Imkei Nichtu Kra Be'ulah Sish, and Lefi Rabbi Yechon, if the Torah only wanted to teach us that beer is a Kinyan B'negeya Kedushin, then the Pasuk could have said that she was a Be'ulah Sish. My Be'ulah is Baal. Why does the Pasuk use the terminology Be'ulah is Baal? So Shmami Natarti, so we learn out two dinim from the words Be'ulah is Baal. Number one, that a man could be Makadosh his wife by using Bia. And number two, if a woman has Bia Shloi Kedaka, she only becomes a Be'ulah if that Bia Shloi Kedaka happened with her husband. But if it happened with someone else, she would not be considered a Be'ulah yet. Of course, Lefid Rabbanon, this would go on the Chiyav Misa of Skila by Yonayim Rasa as well. And according to Rebbe, this din would only apply B'negeya din of Knas and not B'negeya din of Ketala. And it's important to note the question of Taisis at the top of the Amid, that Taisis is in Dil Maskal Achiyu Shtei Shavin, Pirisha Kuntris, Rashi explained, Bnei Oinshin Lamayat Godla Balaktano, that if there was a Godol that was Mizana with a Ktana that was an Ashishish, the Godol would not be Chayim Misa. And Taisis says, V'lei Nehira, that I don't think that this is a proper Pshat, as the Gemara Mesechtes Nida, which we'll bring in a moment, says that Baskimel Shavin V'yei Mechad, if there's a woman who is 3 years old in one day, and there was a man that was Mekadishar, then the din is that Balach Echad Mikol Rais Hamuz Baterim Masal Yodo. Clearly, we see from the Brisa that if a Gadol is Mizana with a woman who's a Ktana, but she's an Ashishish, that the Gadol would be Chayav Misa, and clearly not like Rashi. However, Tais brings Vyesh Mepharshim, Rahi Dehasim, Asik Rabbeinison, the Polag Rabbeisha, that Brisa could be going like the Shita Rabbeinison that we just had, that brought us a Xeris Akasav, a Mesa Isha Shachavi Malavada, even if a Gadol is Mizana with a Ktana, that he would still be Chayav Misa. However, Tais doesn't like the Pshat Rashi, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam has a different Pshat as to how to learn these words in the Gemara of Achiyu Shneim Shavim, and we read inside, but we will not get in detail. As Rabbein Tam Pirish, Achiyu Shneim v'Misa Achas v'Lab b'nei Einshin Tali Milso v'Afilu Godol Habol Tana Chayiv v'Mim Shavim B'Ktolo. Ayin Tesis b'Yes Sabir. And the Gemara continues. B'Yilu we had the following Shaila. Tchilas Bia Koina Isayf Bia Koina. When Reuven is trying to be Koina Rachel by using the Kinyan of Bia for Kedushin, is the Kinyan of Bia Chal at the beginning of Bia? And as the Tesis Riyazakim brings, Hi Ha'ara v'Hi Neshikas Eva, or was the kinyan chal b'soif bia, and as the Tais Riyazokin says, he gmabia v'hi hachnasas kol ha'eva. Gemara continues to discuss the nafkaminas if we would say that chilas bia koino or soif bia koino, and let's keep in mind that the Gemara never had a shayla, and is certainly in the din from the point of chilas bia, woman becomes a halachic pa'ula, and the Gemara therefore says nafkamina kagoin sha'arba u'pash yada v'kibul kedushim acha. Number one, there would be nafkamina if Reuven only did ha'ar with Rachel, and then he stopped, and then Rachel went and was mekabel kedushin from another man. If Reuven was koin to Rachel through ha'ar, so therefore the kedushin that she accepted from Shimon will be null and void and will not have any effect. However, if Reuven's ha'ar was not koin to her, as the only way to be koin a woman is by having a full fledged bia, and it's only based on safe bia that's koin, then Rachel was not mekudeshes to Reuven, and she is only mekudeshes to Shimon. And the Gemara continues with another nafkamina, and as we know that a koin gadol cannot marry a grusha and he cannot marry an almana. In addition, there's an issa say that the Torah says besula me'am of yikach, that a kohen gadol has to marry a besula and he cannot marry a be'ula. And therefore, the Gemara explains there's another nafkamina inam the kohen gadol the kakani besula bebia. And certainly, a kohen gadol can marry besula by using kesef ushtar. But the question would be if it would be mutter for a kohen gadol use a kinyan bia to be kohen a woman who is a besula. As if we hold that our aura is kohen, then it would be mutter for the kohen gadol to be mekadesh a woman by using the method of bia. However, as Rashi says, vim seif bia kohen, if it's only by seif bia that the kohen gadol would be kohen her as his wife, so nimtzeis beulah mishas ha'ara shaloi l'shem kedushin vasir lei dechsev besulah me'am of yikach. And therefore, in this case, since at the point of ha'ara she was already beulah and the kinyan is only chal at seif bia, so at that point she was already beulah, and therefore was be'asah for the kohen gadol to marry this woman. And even though this woman only became beulah through the act of this kohen gadol himself, and the Gemara asks, "My, what is the din? Do we say tchilas bia kohena or seif bia kohena?" And Amar Meimish made Rava, so Meimish said the name of Rava. Kalabuyel daita al gemar bia. Anyone that does bia, that das is out of the gemar bia, and the kinyan kedushin only happens by gemar bia. And therefore, in a chenami, a kohen gadol cannot be kohena a besula by using a method of bia. And the only way that he could have kedushin is through kesef and shtar. And if there would be a woman who, after she had a ara, when it was pashu yod of a kibul kedushin me'acha, she would not be mekudeshes to Reuven, and she would be considered the wife of Shimon. And Taisus in Divrei Maskil kalabuyel daita al gemar bia is that how could our gemara say that the only way that a woman is mekudeshes to Reuven is through gemar bia? If the Gemara in Yevamos teaches us that ish niklas ubay lebaora as asa kicha kicha me'er rayas, you see that a woman can be niklas through ha'ara, and the din is even by rayas that if a person is mizana with a woman and only does ha'ara, that it would be chayim misa. And we also saw that hakol moedim, that if a man does ha'ara with a woman, that she loses her status as a besula, and therefore im rashba the chiyamin ha'ara koina haynu kishloi asa ki'im ha'ara. And when the Gemara in Yevamos says the ha'ara is koina, that is only when a man only did ha'ara upirish biyad and he didn't complete his bia, the muchach shloi b'dayta liklis b'gmar bia. And over there, it's clear to us that this man wanted to be koin this woman through ha'ara, and he did not have das on gmar bia. Aval hocha mairi k'shagam b'biyasai. But over here, we're talking about a case where a man was goyim b'biyasai, the ozloi koni ba'ara, then on this case, he was not koin through ha'ara, kim shadayta al gmar bia, v'al loshem mechiyach to ka'ama, and Rav's loshem is muchach, since Rav said, ka'a boyol, v'loi ka'ama ka'ama'ara, as it says that he was actually boyol, and he completed the bia, and therefore we see that his das was on the gemar bia, and that's why Rav's lashon was called boil daite al gemar bia. Once he did a complete bia, then we see that his das and his intent was that he only wants to be kind as woman once he completes the bia. And Taisus then brings from the Rivam that hadin naka ba'ara haynu b'mfar shereitz liktas ba'ara in chenami. Even if a man has bia with a woman and only does ha'ara, he would not be koinar and it would not be a valid kedushin if he does a stama. However, the Gemara in Rivam is talking about a case where men specified that I want to be kind as woman through ha'ara, and in that case it would be a valid kinyan. Taisus then brings the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, and we will not go into that teretz, and then we will see the last teretz of Taisus, where he brings from Nissan Goyin, as Rav Nissan Goyin teretz, that he the Yavamis Ari Achad Kedushin, when the Gemara in Mesechta Yavamis says that a man could be koin his wife by using ha'ara, that's referring to a case after Reuven was already Mekadesh Rachel by using Kesef Shtar or a complete bia, he then wants to use the method of bia in order to create a Nisuyin, that if he's using bia for Nisuyin, then even if Reuven only did ha'ara and did not do a gemar bia, havi kinesua kamei chuppah de la'achah kedushin, then she would have a status of a nesua just like she had chuppah after kedushin. And Taisus asks on the pshat of Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin, the kashrut brushoi the kicha kicha gabi kedushin sib v'lo mayer b'chuppah klal, the lachayr the pasuk that the gemara brings in Maseches Yevamos is based on kicha kishisha, and this pasuk is talking about kedushin and not talking about nesuyin ayin in Taisus. And the gemara continues, ibayilu we have another shaila b'degei bia bein nesuin aisa or erusin aisa. Certainly we know if Reuven gives kesef or gives a shtar to Rachel and says, that she only becomes Mekudeshes at some later point. Reuven still has to bring her into a chuppah and has to marry her and do Nisuyin. And the Gemara is specifically regarding the Kinyan Bia, would it go straight to the din of Nisuyin and Rachel would have a din of a Nisuyin at this point immediately even prior to chuppah? Or do we say that Bia only creates Kedushin and does not create Nisuyin and therefore Rachel would have the status of a Arusa? And the Gemara brings three Nafkaminas. Nafkamina Liyarsha Lutamit Lalavan Adra. Number one, if Rachel dies, would Reuven have a right to be Yerusha? And number two, if Rachel dies and Reuven is a Kayin, would he be able to go to a funeral and be Metamita? And number three, Lahafin Adara, would he have a right to be made for Nadarim? And the Gemara explains, yeah, Nisuin Isa, if we would say that at this point Rachel's already considered Nisua, so Yarsha Metamila, who made for Dara. However, the Amin Erisin Isa, however, if she still has a din of Anarusa, even though he did be with her, Aina Yarsha, Vaina Metamila, and Vaina Mefa Nadara, and he can't be made for Hanadarim by himself. And the Gemara asks, Mai, what is the din? And Amar Abaye, Abaye explains, Tashma, bring your raya, Ha'av Zakir Vita B'dushel, B'kes B'shtar Abia. Man has a right to be Mekadosh his daughter, that's a Tana or Naira, and he's Zoycha in HaKadushin, and it doesn't make a difference if it was Kesef and Shtar Abia, and if there was any financial remuneration, for example, B'negei Kesef, of course he's getting that money, and B'negei the Shtar, if the actual piece of paper and the document is worth money, then Rachel's father would gain this benefit. And similarly, B'negei Abia, if there's a man that wants to be Mekadosh a woman by using Bia, and he wants to pay her father in order to get this right, then the father would keep that money as well. And the Braisa continues that the father has the right, and Zaka b'Mitsiyasa, and anything that this woman finds, he would keep while she's a Tano or Naira, of a Maisiyadea, as well as to her Maisiyadaim, of our first Adara, and he could be made for an Adarim, or Makabal's Gita, if this father was Makadish's his daughter while she was a Tano or Naira, and she never had the Suyin, therefore she's still considered an Izrishus, and if her husband wants a divorce her, he would give the get to her father, and as Rashi says, Im Gersha Bailum in the Irisim Ba'u de Naira. The Braisa continues, Ve'ina Ichel Peris Bechaya, and as Rashi says, Min Chosma Nefilom Beis Avi'ima, if this woman receives Yerusha from her maternal grandfather, her father would not have right to these payers. And this says, however, once she gets married, Yesel of Abal, then the husband has all these things, plus in addition, She'ichel Peris Bechaya, that he has a right to eat her payers while she's still alive. Abaye now continues and brings Uriah, Tani Bia, we spoke about the case of Bia, as we said, Av Zakir Bita, Bekdusha, Bekesu Bishtaru Bia, Bektani Nisses, and even so, we said Nisses that once she gets married and she has Nisuyin, then Yesel Lav Abal, and therefore it's Mashma that Bia is only Oisa Kedushin, and it's only Oisa Irisin, and it's not Oisa Nisuyin. And the Gemara answers, Ki Tani Nisses, Ashaira, that in the Chanami, when the Brisa later on says, Nisses, Yesel Lav Abal, Shaycha Peres Pechaya, that's referring to a case where this woman only had Kedushin through Kesav and Shtar. But in the Chanami, if this woman had Kedushin through Bia, then all the Dinim in the Risha would not be applicable to the father any longer, because once he married her off and she had Bia, then it would be Nisuyin Isa, and therefore the father would no longer have the rights to all the dinim that we mentioned in the Risha, as at least b'negei all these dinim, she would already have a din of a Nisua. And before we continue, let's point out three different points. Number one, when the Gemara had the Shaila of being Nisuyin Isa or Irisin Isa, that is only regarding the first Bia that a man is doing L'shem Kedushin. However, if a man already was Mekadosh his wife by using Kesef and Shtar, and then they have Bia L'shem Nisuyin, and certainly this Bia can be a replacement for Chuppah, and she will be a full-fledged Nisua, and this is the Shita of Rajva. And number two, the Tais Rud points out that since the Brisa stated that it's Nafkamina Liyarsha L'tamil Alav and Nira, and did not say it is Nafkamina B'dayei Ksuba, therefore it's Mashma that Agamar holds that Arusa has a right to a Ksuba. Number three, the Magen Mishnah points out in Hilchos Ishus that by the fact that the Gemara stated Nafkamina Liyarsha L'tamil Alav and Nira, and did not also include a Nafkamina, if it would be Mutta for this man to have beer with this woman, as we know if she's only an Arusa, it would be also to have beer with her, and if she's in the Sura, so then they're fully married, and therefore to be able to have beer with her, and therefore the Magen Mishnah brings a raya even on the tzad of the Gemara that beer is oisin nesuin. It does not create a full fledged marriage, and she only has a dinim like an asura. But a meisa in order to have beer with her, even though Reuven already did a kinya beer and beer is oisin nesuin, he would still have to have a chuppah with her and bring her into his home l'shem ishus in order to create a full fledged marriage, and in order for him to have the right to have beer with her any further. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rava, Rava now tries to bring another raya that beer is oisin erisin and not nesuin. As the Gemara brings, Tashma, there's a brisa that states, Bashal Shana V'yemechem is Kadesh V'biya. If there's a girl who's 3 years old plus a day, then her Bia is a Bia, and therefore if Ruv is Mekadosh with Bia, it would be a valid Kedushin, and she would be a full-fledged Eisizish. As Rashi says, Midasa Av, of course he couldn't do this Bia without anyone's Ratzin, and it has to be Midasa Av. However, if someone had Bia with this woman who's less than 3 years old in a day, then it would not be considered a Bia at all, and it's K'naisin Etzba Ba'ayin. And the brisa continues that if Rachel was married while she was a Ktana, and then her husband died without having any children, so of course the din is that she becomes a Shemer Yavim, and therefore Vimbala Yavim Chana, that if the Yavam has beer with her, then he was koinah as the beer is a valid beer since she's over 3 years old. And Rashi adds in that don't think that this beer would only work like Maimor and it would only be a Kedushin Rabbanon. However, Zok Rashi and Vim Reitzel Leitzia, Meitzia Beget, at this point he would not do Chalitza any longer, and if he wants to send her away and he doesn't want to remarry her, she's a full-fledged Eish Zish, and therefore she needs a get. And V'chayavala Mashum Eish Zish, and the Gemara says, if this woman who's over 3 years old was Mekudeshes by her father, then the din is that she's a full-fledged Eish Zish, and if someone's Mizana with her, then it would be Chayav Misa, and of course, if she's a Naim Rasa and she never had Bia, then it would be Chayav Skila, and if she's a Naim Rasa and she already had Bia, or she was already in the Suah, then this man would be Chayav Chenek. And let's remember that in the top Taisis pointed out that Lefi Rashi, who learned, Lefi Rabbi Eisha, if Reuven is Mizana with a Ketana, then Reuven is not Chayev in Misa at all, because the Pasuk says, Umesu Gam Shneim, Achiyu Shavim Kechod. Therefore, this Brisa is going like Rabbi Nissen and not like Rabbi Eisha. And Ayin Tezid Diva Maskel, V'chayavala Mishum Eish Zish, that he asks in Rashi, that if you're talking about a regular case of Ishus, then why did the Gemara have to say, V'chayavala Mishum Eish Zish, if at the end of the Brisa, which we will see in Yodom Beis, the Brisa actually states, that in Bolev Echom Mikol Arayi Shabbatayah, V'masal Yodo, and therefore an Eish Zish is already included in that member, what is the Brisa adding in when it's saying V'chayavala Mishum Eish Zish? And Ayin Tezis, how he understands this line of the Brisa. Brisa continues that if this girl who is 3 years old and a day and is a Ketana, that she actually sees Dam Nida and therefore she becomes Tameh, Umetameh is Baila, if someone is Baila, then since her Bia is considered a valid Bia, therefore they will become Tameh through this Bia. And as Rashi says, Kshi Nida Shivas Yom Ketachsiv V'tei Nidasa Alav, there's a Chiddush HaTayr that if someone has Bia with a Nida, then that person becomes an Avatoma and doesn't only become Rishon Tuma. However, for example, if this woman was less than 3 years old and she was in Nida and someone had Bia with her, then that Bia is not considered a full-fledged Bia, and therefore it's only as if he touched a Nida and he would have a status of Rishon Tuma and not of an Avatoma. And as the Gemara continues on Daf Yoram Beis, L'tamim Mishkav Tachtin Ke'elyoin, that we know if a Nida lies on a bed and there are 10 mattresses, that even though she doesn't touch the bottom mattress receives the din of the Nida itself and the bottom mattress becomes an Avatoma. We know that when something is an Avatoma, then it could be Metame Adam Mekalim, and it could also be Metame Meichel Mashka. For example, if another person touches the bottom mattress, that person would become a Rishon Tuma. However, the Gemara tells us that Benigei, this man that had Bia with this woman, he would become Tame and he would be considered Avatoma. And Ein Chinami, if he lies down on 10 mattresses, the bottom mattress would become Tame. However, although a Nida herself that lies on a bunch of mattresses, all the mattresses become an Avatoma. However, when a man who had Bia with a Nida lies down on a bunch of mattresses, then even though he did not come into contact directly with the mattresses, the din would be similar to a Nida, that all the mattresses would be Tameh. However, in this case, the mattresses would be considered Rishon Tuma, and they would only be Metameh Meichel Mashka, and they would not be able to be Metameh a person or Kalim, because a Rishon Tuma cannot be Metameh a person or Kalim. And the Brisa continues, and these are the main words that we have to know for this Brisa. Vim Nisles L'Koyin Echelz B'Truma, and if Rachel gets married to a Koyin, then she would have a right at that point to eat Truma, because she's considered Kin Kaspei. And as Rashi explains, our Prusim Baskim Shonim in Chupasim Achilasa Hurvein Biasabia. And the Gemara's Havmina is that if this woman is less than 3 years old, then a chuppah is not considered a valid chuppah, but a gear eating a chuma, since her bia is not considered a valid bia. And the Brisa continues, Vimbola Echamikola Raisha Batari Mumasma Yoda Behi Petura, that if this woman who is over 3 years old had bia with any other rais in the Torah, for example, if she has bia with her father or her brother, etc., then since Biasabia, so it would be Chayim Misa. However, of course, since she's a Tana, she would not be Chayim Misa. And of course, keep in mind that this line of the Brisa is not only necessarily referring to a case where this Tana was already Mekudeshes, had Nesuyin, and it's just a general din that since this woman's Bia is considered a Val Bia, therefore if anyone that's an Erva has Bia with her, they would be Chayim Misa. However, if someone that's an Erva has Bia with a woman that's less than 3 years old, then since her Bia is not considered Bia, they would not be Chayim Misa. And finally, the Brisa ends off, in Bala Echam and Apsul and Pasul Manakuna, if someone that's Pasul would have Bia with her, then since she was already 3 years old and her Bia is a Val Bia, therefore she would be a Pasul Manakuna. And Rava now continues with his Raya that Bia is only Isa Irisin, as Rava continues, Tani Bia Victani Niseis, as we said at the beginning of the Brisa, Bashal Shon V'Yemecha Miskadesh Bia, even though we said that this woman had Kedushin through Bia, still the Brisa continued on Yudom and Beis instead of the top line, Vim Nisis L'Koyin Eichel's B'Truma, and therefore we see that even though she had Bia, the only way that she'd be able to eat Truma from a Koyin is only once she had Nesuyin, and Bia is Isa Irisin and not Nesuyin. And the Gemara answers, Hachikama, Ihani Nesuyin the Koyinu Eichel's B'Truma, if this Bia that she had was with a Koyin, and therefore she's now married to a Koyin, therefore she would have a right to eat Truma at this point, because she's Kinyan Kasbai, and there there is no raya from this brisa that if a man has beer with a woman l'shem kedushin, that is only oisa irisin, as it could be possible that it's oisa nesuyin, and still the lashon brisa would still be valid. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya that beer is oisa nesuyin. We have a brisa that's brought in the sifri v'kfasholoch Yechem ben Bagbag itz Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah l'nesivin, that Yechem ben Bagbag sent this question to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, who lived in the Sivan, as we learned in the Gemara Mesechs Pesachim Adaf Kudmah Beis, and Taisus discuss over there why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah did not go to be Oil Regal. And before we begin, let's point out that the Mefarshim explained that when the Torah says B'digei Akayin, that Kinyan Kasper B'Akayin can eat Shuma, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah learns that that even refers to an Arusa, and even if a Kayin is Mekadesh of Bas Yisrael, she could at that point Midurayse eat Shuma. However, Yechem ben Bagbag holds that when the Torah says Kinyan Kasper, that's only referring to a woman that's already in the Sua and not to an Arusa. And our Gemara begins that Yechem ben Bagbag sent to follow into Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah, Shemati Alecha, I've heard regarding you, Sha'at Oimedi, you hold Arusa Bas Yisrael is a Echel B'Shuma, that a woman who's a Bas Yisrael and is only Mekudeshes to a Kayin can eat Shuma. And I disagree with you and I hold that she's not considered Kasper and therefore she's not eat Shuma. So Sholach Loi, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah responded back to Yechem ben Bagbag, the Ata Yata Imekain, do you not agree with me that she can eat Shuma, as even though you may disagree with me based on the pasuk of Kinyan Kasper, and you hold that Kinyan Kasper is only referring to a Nesua, however, Mechuzakani Bechosha Ata Baki Bechedri Torah, I had a Chazaka regarding you that you're Baki in all Chedri Torah, and literally Kavachayma Yata Yadea, do you not even know how to dash in a Kavachayma, and Lemaisa based on a Kavachayma, I'll be able to prove to you that Arusa Bas Yisrael should be able to eat Mechuma, even Midurayso, and the Gemara brings the Kavachayma, Umashiv Chakran Shem Biyasa Machlos Mechuma, Kasper Machlos Mechuma, just like if a person wants to be Kain Shiv Chakranis and does beer with her, that does not cause her to become Kinyan Kasper of the Kain, and therefore she cannot eat Chuma, as of course Kinyan Beer does not work regarding Shiv Chakranis. Rashi continues, Vikadushin Nami Loi Tafsiba, and she's not considered Mekudeshes to this Kain either that tried to be Kain her through Beer, Shte Mekudesh Loi Bibiyasa, Shrei Kachamar, Amade Mechamar, as she's considered like Hamar, and of course Kadushin is not Typhus with the guy, and even though by doing beer with the Shivcha Knanis, she cannot eat Chuma. However, if a Kayin goes and is Kayin a Shivcha Knanis through the use of Kesef, then she will be able to eat Chuma at that point, as at that point she is considered Kinyan Kasper. So Zu should be also Machlas B'Chuma. Certainly, the din should be that Bas Yisrael should be able to eat Chuma, even though she's only an Arusa. And the svar is that since if a Kayin goes and does beer with a woman, L'shem Kedushin, and the Gemara's Havmin at this point is that if a Kayin does beer with a woman, then beer is Eisin Nesuin, and even Yechon Ben Bagbag would agree that she'll be able to eat Chuma, as the pasuk states, "Kol Tara Beischol Yoichel Oisai," and therefore, in addition, Shekasper Machlas B'Chuma. Then certainly, if Reuven is Mekadesh Rachel by using Kesef, then she should be able to eat Chuma as well. And therefore, Zakra Yehuda Ben Beseirah to Yechman Bagbag. Certainly, you should agree with me that Midurayso woman should be able to eat Chuma once she's in Arusa. And Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseirah continues, "Avol Ma Esa Sherei Om Chacham In Arusa Bas Sol Echels B'Chuma Achet Tikanes Chupa." Lamaisa, even though I hold that Midurayso and Arusa can eat Chuma, however, Midrabbanan, they were goyzer that Arusa Bas Yisrael cannot eat Chuma until she actually has Chuppah, until she lives together with her husband. And as we will see later, that even though Midraisa, a woman who's Arusa, should be able to eat Chuma, however, Midrabbanan, they were goyzer that she should not eat Chuma. And we will see two different reasons. Either reason will be based on Ula, based on the Hakonad Rabbanan, Shema, Tushka, Lachel, Lach Yosef, Beis Aviyah. And we will also see another reason because of Simpain, that potentially this woman who's only Arusa may have Mumin Shebeseisa, and the husband didn't know about them, and potentially when they get married it would be considered a Mekach Tais, and if this marriage will turn into a Mekach Tais, then it will turn out that she was never his Arusa and she never had a right to eat Chuma, and potentially she would eat Chuma B'Issa, and the after Rabbanan said that a woman should not eat Chuma until she actually is married. And in a moment the Gemara will use the term of Bia Shalidei Chuppa and Kesef Shalidei Chuppa, and Rashi learns that the term Bia Shalidei Chuppa is referring to Bia that occurred after you already had Chuppa, and when it says Kesef Shalidei Chuppa means that Kesef occurred before you had Chuppa. However, it's already at the point that after Reuven gave Kesef Kedushin to Rachel, he already did Chuppa as well. However, the other Rishonim learned this Gemara differently, and we will learn like the other Rishonim, as it's a little bit clearer as to words of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Hechi Dami, we just mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah said that we will compare the din of Kesef Kedushin to the din of a person who had Bia and was Mekudeshes through Bia, and therefore the Gemara asks, what is that comparison based on? And the Gemara states, even Bia Shalidei Chuppa, Kesef Shalidei Chuppa, if we're referring to a case where Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel through Bia, and afterwards he already performed Chuppa, and the same is referring to Kesef, that Reuven was Mekadesh his wife Rachel by using Kesef, and then afterwards he already performed Chuppa, B'tabao Mechalacha, certainly by both, it it's considered Kinyan Kasbai, and certainly there would be no Machlekes, and certainly Yoich ben Bagbag agrees to Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira that in both cases they would be able to eat Truma. And the Gemara continues, and if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira's Kalvachayma is between a case where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel by using Bia, and then at Chuppah, and he's trying to teach us that Benegea case where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel by using Kesef and did not yet have Chuppah, that she would be able to eat Truma, what would be the comparison? Of course, in the case where Reuven was Kadosh Rachel by using Bia, and then they had Chuppah, she's able to eat Truma, as certainly at that point she's in Nesua, Mashen came over here, where she only had Kesef and did not have Chuppah yet, so she's only Mekudeshes, and maybe over there, Rabbi Bechem ben Bagbag is correct, they would not be able to eat Truma, and therefore it must be that the comparison that Reuven ben Biseira is bringing is between a case where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel by using Bia, and he did not yet do Chuppah, and he's comparing that case to a scenario where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel by using Kesef and did not yet do Chuppah. Gemara now continues with its raya that Iyam b'shleima nesuin isa mishum hachip pshitle dalima labia mekesef. And certainly, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira holds that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel by using Bia and Bia is isa nesuin, so then it makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira is telling Rabbi Yechim ben Bagbag that I know for certain in the case where Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel by using Bia that certainly Rachel has a right to eat Truma at that point because Bia is isa nesuin and therefore she's a full-fledged nesuya, and certainly Rachel has the right to eat Truma at that point, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira wants to learn from the din of Bia to the din of Kesef, and even if Reuven only did one maisa with Rachel and he only gave her Kesef in order to be Mekadoshah, the din should be that Rachel should be able to eat Truma at that point as well. However, the Gemara continues, Eli Amar Kedushin Isa, if you're going to tell me that Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel using Bia, it is only Isa Irisin and it's not Isa Nesuyin. So why would it be so clear to Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira that if Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel by using Bia, that Rachel will be able to eat Truma, while Benegea Kesef, there's a suffix and he has to learn this from a Kalvachayma, if L'chayr, they both have the same status as at this point that Reuven only did Bia with Rachel, she's only Mekudeshes, and therefore from the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira and from his Kalvachayma that's brought in the Sifri, it should be Muchach that Bia is Oysa Nesuin and is not only Oysa Erisin. And the Gemara continues and answers that Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak responds that it's not a raya from this brisa, as La'ilam Im L'cha B'Bia Shal Yidei Chuppah V'Kesef Shal Lo Yidei Chuppah. And really, I could tell you that the Kalvachayma that Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira brought was from a case where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel by using Bia, and after he did Bia with her, he already was Koinus Shal Chuppah, and therefore they had a full-fledged marriage, and certainly in that case, she would be able to eat Truma, as the Pasuk says, Kol Tov Beis Chol Yoichol Eisai, using a Kalvachayma, Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira wants to learn that Rachel would be able to eat Truma, even when Reuven was Mekadosh with Kesef, and was not yet Koinus Shal Chuppah, and with the Ka'amrit Hochatatif HaChachodah, and even though you asked me previously, that L'chur, how can you be Mariah from the case of Bia, where you already did Chuppah, as over there you already had Kedushin and Nesuyin, and over here by Kesef you only had one Kinyan, and you only had Kedushin, the Gemara says, Kavachayma Mi'isei, L'maisi will add this into the Kavachayma itself, and therefore the Kavachayma would be valid, V'hochi Sholchlei, and this is what Rabbi Yudim and Basiris sent in order to respond to Yechim and Bagbag, U'mashiv Chaknanis, She'im Biyasim Achilas B'chuma, Afil Yedei Chuppah, that just like Benegei Shiv Chaknanis, even if the Adam will do Bia with her and then do Chuppah, she would not be able to eat Truma, as certainly it's not a Kinyan at all. Even so, Kasper Machilasa B'loi Chuppah, that if an Adam acquires a Shivcha Knanis by using a Kinyan Kesef, immediately she's able to eat Truma even without having any Chuppah. So Zusha B'yasa Machilasa B'chuma Yidei Chuppah, so certainly B'negeya, a woman who is getting married, where if a man does Bia with her and he does Chuppah with her, that she could eat Truma, so in then she Kasper Machilasa B'chuma B'loi Chuppah, then also we should have a Kavach Chima that if Reuven is Mekadosh Rachel by using Kesef, even if he didn't have Chuppah, she should still be able to Truma. Therefore, Zok Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that you're not able to bring a raya from this brisa and from the Sifri, that Bia alone is Oysa Nesua, as it's possible that Bia is only Oysa Irisin, and when the Gemara is talking about Bia, it's talking about Bia where you also had Chuppah afterwards. Rav Nachman Yitzchak now continues and brings the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira as to what he responded to Yechim and Bagbag, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira continued that even though I was able to prove to you, Midiraisa, a woman who's on Arusa, should be able to eat Truma, however, I agree to you, Avol Ma Esa, that what can I do? Shari Yom Chacham, the Chacham already made a takana that in Arusa Bas Yisrael, Echelz B'Truma, Achi Tikonis L'Chuppah, and at least one of the reasons why she can't eat Truma until she's Koinis L'Chuppah is Mishum de Ula, is based on Ula's Svara. We have a Gzira of Shema Tishka L'Achel L'Achisel B'Beis Avia. The Gemara continues with Ben Bagbag, so what does Ben Bagbag do with the Kalvo Chayma of Rabbi Yudim and Mizera? And the Gemara responds that Gabi Shivcha Knanis L'Shai B'Kinyona, that he says it makes a lot of sense that Shivcha Knanis can't eat Truma once she had a Kinyan of Kesef, because there's no other Kinyan that's necessary afterwards, and therefore she's fully legally acquired by the Adin, and she's considered Kinyan Kaspoy, and therefore she can eat Chuma. But Hacha Shaya B'Kinyana, but by the Gei Ishas, Eina Chinami, that maybe the Kinyan Kesef is very strong, but the Mice is only Isa Kedushin, and therefore at this point she's not in Suya, and she's not completely married to Ruvain. Therefore, just like we find that this woman that had Kesef Kedushin, or even Bia, and did not have Chuppah, Ruvain doesn't have full rights, and he can't be Yerusha, and he can't be Metamitar if he's a Kayin. Therefore, the same did apply. It's been a Gei Chuma, that she has no right to eat Chuma yet, as she's not a complete Nesuya, and she did not have a complete marriage, and we will stop over here.